back to Interstate 40 Podcast. Today is episode 6, and I'm going to just kind of piggyback off the end of previous episode 5 of Trolling Motor. Kind of went into barbecue at the end. Figured, hey, that's something that I'm passionate about. Been learning a lot about, so talk about that. Like I said before in the previous episode, I tried my hand at barbecuing. Just like anything you start, unless you're just like supreme natural, you're going to be a lot of trial and error. These days it's so easy to just get on YouTube and figure things out, but I guess during that time, 2005, 2010, that's really easy. We didn't have that, so. Well, we did, but it wasn't like at the palm of our hand, quickly pull it up. Speed of internet was slow and things like that. But, I have learned a lot of things in the past 5 to 7 years as far as barbecuing goes. I got a little arsenal of barbecue tips. I really like the Weber kettle grills, but they're very versatile. So, it's a kettle grill, but you can smoke meat in there, if you know what you're doing. There was a time I didn't know what I was doing, but now I do. So I don't want to sound like arrogant or anything, but what I used before were barrel smokers, and it was Tabitha's husband's dad, who we were over there visiting them one day, and I told him, I said, hey, I looked at his Weber, an 18-inch Weber there, and I said, hey, do you like these? I've seen videos and stuff, and I was always curious about them. Oh, yeah, they're great. He's like, I just bought a bigger one. He's like, you can have that one if you want. And I just couldn't, but I was like, what? Man, I would love to have it, So, it's an 18-inch. He had just bought a new one. I think he had a 22-inch. Or maybe, yeah, he bought a new Weber, and then he had, like, a bigger Kingsford grill or something like that. Right away. Didn't really know what I was doing, but eventually figured it out. And at that point, I just fell in love with the Weber brand. It's been around for many, many years. And I learned what you could do on there. A lot of trial and error. Never really had a problem where I burnt the meat or anything like that, but I knew there were many, many times where I said to myself, okay, this is way better than last time. So on a Weber grill, you can cook, like I said, it's versatile, so you can cook your grilling food right over the grill, right over the fire. Steaks, Weber's a good grill to put the steak on it. Have the lid off, and be cooking your steak with the flame and everything. Put your lid on just to give it a more smoky flavor, leave it on for a while, take it off. They've got vents, where you can adjust the temperature. There's one on the top of the lid, with the lid, and then one on the bottom. So the air, comes in, you can damper your coals, and, if you roll on the flame. So, very, but it takes time. You gotta figure out, how to get your temps right, which I've learned to do. When you're cooking a brisket, first of all, go back. What I was saying, you can cook over the fire like a steak, chicken, grilled chicken real fast, or hot dogs, stuff like that, burgers. Or you can cook indirect, which means you put your coals off to one side and then you put your on the other side. So it's like, you know, just imagine the whole grill is like two halves. You know, you got one moon shaped half and the other moon shaped half. And on each one, you have coals and the other food. And then you put your grill, your lid on, and you just let the smoke do the work. Just leave it there. And so if you want to cook leg quarters and you want to smoke them, you can do it like that. You can even cook burgers like that if you want. If you're not wanting to just go out there and stand out there flipping your burgers in the flame, you can do them indirect or offset. And cook them like that. But that'd take longer. But the quality will be a little better. So the brisket, as far as controlling your vents and your temp and all that, you put a brisket on there, and I normally will close the bottom after I get the coals nice and gray and hot, where they're like glowing red, but they've got gray on them too. I'll open the bottom vent up a little bit. I don't want too much air getting in there, because then it'll flare up the fire. And then I'll adjust the top vent. I'll leave the bottom vent in a certain spot, and then I'll adjust the top vent to get my correct temperature. So if you leave it wide open, you're going to get air coming out. It's going to make it a little more, the flame more higher, or actually create a flame, which you don't want. And you can close it up a little bit, leave it open a little bit, I guess, however you want to look at it that way. And if you set it like that, you're looking at about 225, 250 or something like that. Yeah, 250 is the highest you want to go for, brisket. You want to cook it low and slow. You don't want to cook your brisket any higher than 250. I've had the flame go up or the temperature go up a little bit before, unintentionally. And it kind of, you're not happy with the end result when it does that. So when I got that 18-inch Weber, I was like, man, I need a bigger grill, because as much as I loved it, and I used the heck out of it, I was like, I can't fit for an whole family in this little thing. So I went and bought a 22-inch Weber. Okay, so I got that, and I also bought a Smoky Joe, which is smaller. I think it's a 14-inch. A little Smoky Joe Weber. I thought maybe if I take me to it out camping or something, I could use it. And it turns out I ended up just taking my 18-inch every time we went to the park or whatever, camping on the beach. At that point I had two 18-inch Webers and a Smoky Joe Weber. Then I went on OfferUp and found a Facebook Marketplace, I think, and I found what they call a performer, and it's basically like a specific model. So it's a 22-inch, but it has a table attached and like an igniter, so you can start your fire. I got that at a really good deal. Then I went and I found one for free, and it was going away. I picked that up. Then I ended up getting a rotisserie kit for the Weber for the 22-inch. It's like a ring that goes in between the lid and the base of the grill. You can cook a rotisserie style chicken or turkey or whatever you want to put on there. Then just recently I bought a Masterbuilt electric smoker. Plug in, but it burns wood chips. It's a little heating element, gives it a smoke flavor. But it's like basically like an outdoor oven. I got one of those, and then I also have a charbroil or char griller. I forgot the brand, but I just got it. Propane grill. now that's all that I have, I feel like it's kind of like, oh, I have to slow down getting this done. But they all serve a purpose now. So the 18-inch I really want to get rid of because I have two 18-inch whippers because I found one across the street that a neighbor has thrown away. And that one, the reason I'm keeping it is because it has the vents on the bottom that work properly, and the one that I have doesn't. It I got from Roger, my first one, and it also has a temp fuse on the lid, which I can, you know, switch off, but maybe I'm just being stubborn and don't want to get rid of one of them. But so I have a Smokey Joe 2 18-inch, a 22-inch standalone. I have two 22-inch performers that come to the table. I have a Masterbuilt electric smoker and a propane char griller, char broiler, whatever it is. So they all are going to serve a purpose. For Smokey Joe, I want to build a table that kind of connects to the top of the back porch so I can just quickly grill hot dogs and stuff without having to go all the way down the back there. Then the 18 inches, I want to keep those, one of them as a, you know, like something I take to the beach, things like that. And then the other one I want to keep at the house to keep food to warm. Or like maybe a standalone, like just a beer can chicken or something like that. And then my 22-inch standalone, where it has wheels, that one I really just, that's my go-to. That one's the one where I can just wheel out and use. I use it more than any of the other ones. And then one of the performers, that one, I have the rotisserie kit system to that one. The other performer, I honestly don't have a reason or purpose on that one other than the igniter works on that one. That's how you start my charcoal chimney. Then we got the Masterbuilt, which I can put like a bunch of meat on there and smoke it and not have to worry about going outside a bunch of times and that. So that's the purpose for that one. Then you got the propane char griller, charbroil grill. That I'm going to use that one for my cast iron pan. So I can cook. I've been cooking a lot on cast iron, even when I'm barbecuing. What I'll do is I'll cook burgers. I'll char them on, you know, I'll cook them on the grill. I'm sorry, on the cast iron pan, and then at the end I'll sear them a little bit with over the fire to give it that, you know, that nice sear. But it's already cooked on the cast iron pan. Because I've had so many times my burgers come out a little dry cooking them. And I know you could cook them medium rare and stuff, but kids don't really like it like that. The way I do them with the cast iron, they come out nice and juicy. Still get that char on the outside. I also cook a lot of onions and green peppers and stuff like that on the cast iron, and it just, gosh, it comes out so good. So that's what I want to do with the propane grill. Those are all the grills that I have, and barbecue equipment and whatnot. That's one of my passions, cooking. It's a challenge, you know. It's fun to just kind of be out there getting the fire going and the grill set up. The end result of food and everything. Last time I made burgers, it didn't work. And they really liked them. Which is all that matters to me, is kids like my food. Not sure what I'm going to cook next. I got a pork butt in the freezer. I tried one already. My first time. It didn't come out too good. But it was, you know, we ended up shredding up real nice and using it for some sandwiches. You know, the kids enjoyed it. It was good for something different, but I know it wasn't, you know, up to par for what I wanted to taste you know, there's always the next time, and next time was better. But that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.